Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 KFRO. We are the Wake Up Call. That's Kelly over there. I am David.
Good morning.
Yes, and happy Thursday. Elections this week, and you voted for you were.
We're not talking about the election.
No. You really want it. You even mentioned you were like, I am so proud that I voted for who? For your okay, my apologies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're more into the president one.
It's a wake-up call. David and Kelly
and who
here
you're voting
on
for?
K-Frog. And you know you hear us talk about the Odyssey app a lot. It's where you can listen to K-Frog anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. But in addition to having K-Frog right there on your phone, you also have tons of podcasts. Now, there was a podcast I came across that I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting. And at first, it made me laugh. And then I felt bad for laughing because I was like, oh, these are real people.
Well, yeah. What is it?
Weirdest fears.
Why do you laugh at people's pain? You laugh at my pain all the time.
Okay. When you start looking at the different episodes, it's people who are afraid of, like, pigeons. Like, oh.
Pigeons are terrifying.
If they're going to poop on you, I'm not scared they're going to.
Have you ever had that happen to you, by the way?
No. Knock on wood.
I have.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Coincidentally, the bar that I was at where it happened.
Shocker, it was at a bar.
I was on the patio, so I was outdoors. So, okay. Yes, it would
Makes
have to
sense.
Happen.
If it pooped on you indoors, that'd be even scarier.
The bar was called Poop Deck.
Oh. Well, they probably got that name for a reason. Do you have one of those fears, though, that
that's
like,
irrational?
Yeah, like, it's a little weird.
Well, I'm a hypochondriac. You know that.
Yeah, we know.
I don't think my fears are weird. I fear aneurysms, and I, again, hypochondriac. I feel like whenever I have like a headache or any kind of like sharp pain in my head, it's
the worst.
It's the worst. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if that's weird.
But okay, so after listening to this podcast, I got thinking about like, okay, do I have one of these weird fears? Because in my head, I was like, these people, you're scared of pigeons. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what am I scared of that's weird? And I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. I think the weirdest thing is like if I go shopping and you know how they have like the end caps and the shelves stick out.
Why do I want to kind of laugh at you that your fear of it would be.
It's not shopping. I love shopping.
No, it would involve something with shopping though because you do that all the time.
Well, it's not that big of a fear if I keep going. But like, you know how the shelves stick out? Every time I turn the corner, I'm like, watch your eye. Like, I'm always
like
scared.
The white metal shelves?
Yes, that it's going to, like, catch my eye and, like, rip my eye out.
Oh, especially now because they've been empty because of inflation and the global supply chain and all that. Yeah, there's a better opportunity for you to have your eye ripped out by a metal shelf at Target.
I'm just saying. Doesn't stop me.
Okay, that is certainly a weird fear. That is one that is definitely irrational.
Okay, so we want to hear about your weird fears. Is there something that might be a little irrational that you're like, yeah, I'll admit I'm scared of that?
Okay. 888-431-3764. That's 888-431-3764. If you text in, leave us your name so we know who we're talking to. We'd certainly prefer to talk to you. That's not a fear of ours, is it?
No.
Unless you're a weirdo. That's Baron Boris on SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. She showed up at the CMAs last night, right?
I don't think she did the red carpet, though.
She's... Okay. Why didn't she want to show up?
Well, she had the beef going on with Brittany Aldean, and there was a time where she said she didn't even know if she was going to go to the award show, but it looks like she did go to the award show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of pain, what are we talking about right now?
Well, right now we're talking about your weirdest fear. So there's a new podcast on our Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and it's all about weirdest fears. I ran across this and I got hooked on it because I'm like, what? There's no way somebody's actually scared of that.
Well, yeah, you actually have a weird fear. I've never heard of this one, but you go to Target all the time, like almost daily, and that's to escape your normal life, like your husband. And your
No, my weird fear is if I go shopping, like the end caps on the aisles where the shelves stick out, I'm always scared, like, watch your eye. Don't let it catch your eye and rip your eyeball out. Which is funny because when I go shopping, that's my husband's biggest fear.
I think your husband's biggest fear is how much you're going to ring up on that credit card.
My husband's biggest fear is me.
Yeah, and I don't blame him.
So we're asking you about your weirdest fear, and okay, we're all over the place with this one.
Yeah, and no, and it, you know what? We all have those weird fears. In fact, Tiffany, what's yours?
Okay, I am deathly afraid of bees.
Bees?
Like, if there is a bee, yeah, like bumblebees.
Are you allergic to them?
I am not. I am absolutely terrified. Like, if it is within, like, 5 feet of me, like, I will run. Like, I have literally ran, like, down the street because I'm convinced that it's chasing me. Like, I've had multiple conversations, like, with friends and family. I'm like, you could put me in a room with a snake or a spider. If you put me in a room with a bee, I will simply, like, lay down and just die. Like, that's the end for me.
Have you ever been stung? Maybe that's why you have that fear, because you know the pain.
I have.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I was little.
But you survived.
So, I did. And it's like, I've, like, been poked with, like, needles, like, vaccines and, like, getting blood drawn and stuff. So it's like, I'm not afraid of, like, sharp things, but bees, like, I can't.
Yeah. Totally get that, Tiffany. Thanks for calling in. And, yeah. You know, there's nothing more embarrassing, by the way, when you're like a full grown man. And I know all the fellows out there can relate to this.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. If you ever see David with a bug.
No, I handle bugs just fine, but there have been times where there's been a very gnarly wasp or bee that's, you know, 12 inches long.
That's a ladybug, David. You can come back now.
But you're so demasculinized by this thing chasing you.
You should be used to that by now.
Okay.
909 says, biggest fear is dying but not really being dead and then being put in one of those freezers and not being able to tell anybody that I'm in there.
Okay, you got to stop watching Netflix, honey. You gotta get off those documentaries. That's a message to you, my wife, Kelly, everybody. You're watching some weird stuff.
Laura from Ucaipa says, I'm terrified of docks and standing in the water. I can swim, but I'm still terrified. If it's murky water, I get it. If you can't see,
yeah, you could have an alligator come up and bite your...
Or a fish. I don't know.
Piranhas are all over the water.
Yeah, who knows?
888-431-3764. Okay, I did not think that I had fear of this topic because I didn't think anybody was going to weigh in, but this is actually really fun.
All right, we want to hear about your weird fear. 888-431-3764. SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. It is the wake-up call, David and Kelly. Wow, I think we need a therapist this morning talking about these weird fears. I mentioned that I started listening to this new podcast on the Odyssey app, and it's called Weird Fears.
By the way, you can download that app, A-U-A-U-D-A-C-Y. That is the app, and it offers a lot of great programming, including and not limited to listening to 95.1 K-Frog wherever you go, but also shows that freak out Kelly.
Yeah, like this one, Weirdest Fears. I listened to it. At first, I was like, huh, okay, this is kind of funny. And then I got to think about it. I was like, I guess I have some weird fears, too. And it turns out everybody has weird fears.
Okay, when you told me your weird fear, I was judgmental, and I almost want to apologize. I almost do. I'm not going to, but I almost do, because I thought, wow.
Of being right?
Why would you...
Wrong?
Why would you freak out about this? You go shopping all the time.
Quite often.
Your fear is your eye being ripped out by one of the shelves. And I know metal shelves at like Target or Walmart.
Yeah, they stick out. Like the end caps, they stick out. So you got to make like a wide turn. Watch your eyeballs so that they don't rip out your eyeballs. And now people are texting in about kids who got hurt on the end cap because of that reason.
Oh, look at that. Your husband just texted and said, my biggest fear is my wife shopping too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not
to
true.
Where she has to have fears about her eye being ripped off by the shelves because she's there at all the time.
Okay, some of these are funny, though. Like 951 weighing in said, I'll just give you my top two fears. I'm afraid of butterflies and nuns. No, not a butterfly. Don't hit me with those beautiful wings.
What's wrong with the, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but what's wrong with the nun?
I don't know. Maybe she's got some sense. Jennifer from Lake Elsinore said, I'm terrified of owls. If I see them, I hyperventilate even when I'm driving.
Who?
Jennifer.
Who?
Jennifer.
All right. Hey, Stephanie, what's your biggest irrational fear?
A balloon.
Like, because they pop and they're loud?
I've never had one pop on me, but if it were, I would feel like it would be painful. So I don't like being around balloons because they might pop.
Sorry, I can't come to your birthday party. You have balloons.
I've never had balloons at my birthday parties when I was a kid.
Oh my God, what about It? That Stephen King novel that was made into a movie with the red balloon?
I hate clowns too. So
that's like your ultimate fear. You're like, just kill me now, yes. God. I'm done.
I have some friends that made me watch it, and I was terrified.
Your friends are mean.
I know.
Well, thanks for calling in, Stephanie. And I can't imagine having a fear as simple as balloons.
I don't know. These are great. You can keep them rolling in. We want to hear about your weird fears. Call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Well, is everything going to be all right? Because right now we're talking about, thanks to the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it right now. Biggest fears and irrational fears. Mm-hmm. Not just biggest fears, biggest irrational fears.
There's a new podcast on there and it's all weird fears. And so I was listening to it and I was like, this is funny. Like, you guys are scared of that? And it turns out it's not so funny. Everybody has an irrational fear.
Mine's not irrational. I'm terrified of women.
Oh, that's warranted.
What is your irrational fear? Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Rainey. I'm calling from Corona, California.
All right, Rainey, let's hear about your weird fear.
I am afraid of people throwing up. It makes me cry and I run away.
It makes you cry? Are you also like a sympathy puker though?
Yes. Well, no, I don't puke too. I'm a teacher, and so of course, you know, God bless me with a child puking in my classroom every single year. But I've never enjoyed it. Obviously, I hate it. I can't stand it. And so when someone else pukes, I cry. I feel bad for them, and I can't stand it.
What about if you get sick? How do you handle that?
I still cry.
Angelica from Hemet, can you top that? What's your weird fear?
I'm terrified of lizards.
Because they're fast, or what is it about them?
No, because my brother threw one at me when I was younger. No, I can't even stand them. Like, I can just faint. But I can't do lizards.
Wait, hold on. A snake is so much more scarier than a lizard.
No, because when I was younger, I was able to hold them, everything like that. But a lizard, I can't do because of my brother. Like, I can't at all.
You're not scared. You're traumatized.
I am traumatized by lizards.
Okay, snake, totally rational. Lizard, irrational. Amber in Boma, what's your weird fear?
Going over the overpasses on freeways.
Yes, I had a nightmare about that once, and ever since then, I am like so cautious when I go over an overpass. I feel you on that one.
I'm so glad because I will even try to find routes to take, you know, where I'm going, and that to avoid them completely. So,
okay, what do you think started it? Did you have a nightmare like me, or did you see it happen? Like,
it wasn't a nightmare. I just honestly, I don't know if it ties into the whole height thing, but the fact that if I move 2 inches to the left or right.
Are you scared of heights, too?
I am. I do have a little bit of fear of heights, but it's something. I'm driving a vehicle, and we're going over, and I'm just...
White-knuckle trying to get over it?
Exactly.
Okay, well, hold on. What's wrong with the overpass going over, like, a freeway? Oh, hold on. Let me turn it
there. That you're going to fall off the side.
You know, they're built pretty well to where you're going to be fine.
They're not bulletproof.
And I don't get the
lizard. There's a chance.
I don't get the lizard fear either. You're not afraid of lizards, or you're not afraid of snakes, but you're afraid of lizards. I'd be more afraid of, like,
a snake that would eat you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
A lizard won't.
All right. Well, you can weigh in with your weird fears. Check out our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let us know about that. Coming up, though, we have Dr. A's A-lister news and your chance to get qualified for that Keith Urban Vegas getaway.
A lot of people are afraid of traffic, and we understand that. Let's take the roads right out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.